Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Psst. Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1535. 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And with that, let's get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. While I've learned to eat much healthier over the last 6 or 7 years, one of my biggest challenges has been overeating on social occasions. There are holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but there are many more. My kids' birthday parties, going out to dinner with my wife Ava, get-togethers with friends, social gatherings of business colleagues, drinking with best friends. I've always tended to overeat because, one, I'm distracted by conversation and so I eat mindlessly, and two, unlike at home where I've created a healthy eating environment, I tend to be surrounded at these occasions by boatloads of tempting but unhealthy foods. I've gotten better recently though, and have been teaching myself healthier habits. My main habit is simple on the surface, mindful eating. Mindful eating is simply being aware of your eating, of your body's actual hunger signals, as opposed to your brain saying, "Eat all that sugar and fried stuff." It's also being aware of your urges to eat more when you're not hungry, of your snacking, even when your stomach isn't asking for more. Mindful eating is eating slowly, fully tasting the food, appreciating every bite, being conscious of what you're putting into your body, savoring but not overdoing. Mindful eating, though, can be tough to do when you're distracted by talking to friends and family. So I asked readers on Google+ to share their tips for beating the social overeating habit. You came up with some great ones. I share these tips in hopes that you'll find them useful during holidays, social gatherings, and beyond. 1. Constant awareness of bodily feedback and sensation. Ask yourself, am I hungry? Do I need more? Being aware of your body's hunger signals is a skill that has been overridden by years of overeating due to food reward properties like sugar, salt, and fat, but it's a skill that can be relearned with practice. 2. Don't go to an event hungry. Eat something healthy and at least somewhat filling before you go. This way, you're less likely to mindlessly snack. This is one of the most popular tips submitted by readers. 3. Eat until you're 80% full. This is a cultural habit that the Okinawans have, and it famously helps them stay healthy well into old age. 4. Don't linger near the food table. Make a conscious choice to eat whatever you want to eat, but don't eat just because other people are eating or because it's convenient. 5. Actually engage socially with someone. If your mouth is talking, you can't be eating at the same time. 6. At a standing event, keep one hand in your pocket and the other holding a glass of water. Unless it's a high-end Romanesque event with personal serving maidens, you can't eat what you can't pick up. 7. Cheat without guilt. For one or two occasions a year, allow yourself to eat as much as you want, which doesn't necessarily mean to stuff yourself, but to eat without thinking too much about consequences. Two big meals on Christmas or similar occasions don't spoil a year-long habit of healthy eating. Don't overanalyze, just enjoy without a bad conscience. 8. Plan behavior beforehand and plan it specifically. For example, if you're going to a place of feasting, like a buffet or a free lunch, make a specific plan for what you will allow yourself to do. For example, plan to eat a good portion of protein, one starch, and lots of green vegetables. With your plan, you can then acknowledge the urge to overeat, but not give in. Be sure to make a specific plan before the event and not on an empty stomach. 9. Place your two palms together. Whatever fits in between is the approximate size of your stomach. Project that onto your plate and put only this much food on it. 10. Drink lots of water and eat slowly. Eating slowly allows you time to hear the faint but clear "enough, enough" cries coming from the belly. 11. Get over the idea of finishing your plate and be stubborn about stopping when you're full. Most people are conditioned from childhood to finish everything on their plate, so they'll keep eating even though they're full. Be warned, though, that other people will sometimes get upset at you for not eating everything. Stick to this response until they move on. "It was great, but I can't fit any more in." And 12, try to count up to 15 chews per each mouthful. That will really slow you down. You just listened to the post titled, 12 Tips for Beating the Social Overeating Habit by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense auto fill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I just read to you a list of 12 different ways to help prevent you from overeating, and that doesn't mean you need to do all 12 of these things. You should pick one, maybe two max, to try out. And if one or two of those didn't work, then you move on to the other ones. And then you try only one or two of those out. The key is to find what works best for you, what seems intuitive, what seems like it could be a future habit or even like a reflex for you in the future. So as I was reading these to you, you probably went, "Ooh, I like that idea." There was probably at least one that jumped out at you. That's the one you probably want to start with. People always want to know which ones I like to use. For me, I know going to an event hungry is a problem. That's when I'm most susceptible to overeating. And so for me, eating something before I go, something with a little bit of protein, ideally if it's a vegetable or a piece of fruit, something like that with protein, usually does the trick. If I know there's going to be some food there that I know is a problem food for me, like pizza, French fries, or donuts, I usually go in eating a salad first. And so for me, eating a salad takes some of that edge off. The salad creates some volume in my stomach. I'll also drink some water, and then I won't be as tempted to go overboard with all those pizza slices. So I would say both of those are related. I like to plan beforehand as much as I can. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Now, I'm not a big fan, for me, of counting how many bites I take or how long it takes me to chew something. And that's just me. It may work great for you, but that's okay. It's something I've tried, didn't like, and so I moved on and tried something else. And that's what I would encourage you to do as well. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.